Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
No one disputes the value of unmanned aircraft for 1,000 possible uses. For the United States, the challenge has been how to integrate unmanned aircraft into the national airspace occupied by regular airplanes and helicopters. A study by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine finds maybe the FAA is a little too cautious in trying to develop regulations. Joining me with more, George Ligler, chairman of the Committee for the National Academies that studied the FAA drone issue. Mr. Ligler, good to have you on.
Thank you very much.
You found that the FAA is a little bit cautious. Tell us what your main findings were here.
Well, our main findings were that the probabilistic risk analysis of drone operations done by the FAA presently is too qualitative, not particularly repeatable, and needs to be made more transparent. There are basically three categories to the FAA's current approach. First, the FAA has published regulations for a class of lowest risk drone operations where the drone is within the visual line of sight of its operator, is not flying over people, and is at an altitude of 400 feet or less, so it's pretty close to the ground, and it weighs less than 55 pounds. These regulations do cover a number of drone operations which occur today within the framework established by these regulations. Then there's a class of drone operations where the drone is sharing airspace, as you mentioned in the lead-in, with commercial and private pilots. And here the FAA is implementing guidance based on 2017 consensus industry standards using very stringent risk analysis techniques, and quite appropriately so, similar to those used in manned aviation. And as an example of progress in this arena, on June 12th of this year, NASA flew a very large drone in airspace shared with commercial and private pilots without a chase plane, and that's a safety measure that's been employed in the past. This operation was made safe by the NASA drone having the equipment for detecting and avoiding other aircraft that conformed to the consensus industry standards. And then third, and here's where our report is primarily aimed, there are a wide variety of drone operations with risk levels in between the first two classes I've just mentioned. Examples are package delivery, and we've all heard a lot about that in the press, cell tower and railroad track inspection, in urban areas, and emergency medicine deliveries. And here, the present FAA safety risk analysis techniques and processes were found by the National Academies Committee to be fundamentally qualitative and subjective, requiring a depth and breadth of subject matter expertise for the approval process that the FAA generally does not possess. And the committee's report focuses on an evolution of the FAA's risk assessment processes to provide quantitative, predictable, probabilistic risk analyses, particularly applicable to this third area of drone operations.
Yeah, so this third area that you're talking about then is essentially out of line of sight, but not necessarily in the open air, like it would be following a pipeline or following a street and not be that high, or looking at the top of a bridge or some sort of a infrastructure tower, which
those
seems to be the largest amount of possible use commercially, I would think.
Yes, yes. This would be commercial use. We're definitely, this third class definitely addresses operations beyond visual line of sight, generally at low altitude, but not exclusively, generally away from airports, where there can be significant safety benefits to drone operations if those operations are operated properly and approved expeditiously.
And when you say the FAA is qualitative and subjective, I mean, what does that mean, and what's the opposite of that that they should maybe look at?
Great question. In manned aviation, there are two basic ways to get a new operation into the national airspace system. One of them is to define a quantitative target level of safety for the operation, and then to do analysis of the hazards of that operation and the probabilities of hazards occurring, and do a risk analysis, a quantitative risk analysis, and compare the results to see if the operation as proposed meets the quantitative target level of safety. The other way to quantitatively get a new manned aircraft operation into the airspace is to do a comparative analysis. if the new operation is comparable in scope to an existing operation, but perhaps uses different equipment or more advanced technology, the new operation is compared quantitatively to the known performance of the existing system. And if the new operation is safe or safer, you're good to go. Now, in drone operations, we have not established a quantitative target level of safety. So taking that approach, which is used in manned aviation, inherently involves more subjectivity. That's what's happening. And then a lot of these drone operations, as you mentioned, really are not directly comparable to manned aircraft operations. For example, flying at low altitude over a railway track and at low speed, or package delivery, for example.
Sure.
So either the operations aren't comparable, which knocks out one of the quantitative techniques used for safety and manned aviation operations, or there is no quantified target level of safety that's been set up. So one ends up dealing with the well-intended inputs of subject matter experts, qualitative type analysis, and then we get into another conundrum, Tom, which is we need more data, more operational data from having flown UAS operations. But on the other hand, we're having trouble getting them approved. So if you can't get them approved, you can't get the data. If you can't get the data, there's more subjectivity in the analysis.
Yeah, so chasing their tail. We're speaking with George Ligler, chairman of the Committee for the National Academies that studied the FAA drone issue. And so is this primarily why these regulations are so slow in coming? Because the FAA has been at this, I guess with help from NASA, now for years.
Yes, the FAA has been at this for at least 10 to 15 years in the research and development mode, and with some operational implementation, clearly, because we do have some drone operations flying in the airspace. Yes, I think that the fact that we're in a qualitative domain operating without a large body of operational data, trying to apply that within the current risk assessment framework the FAA has, is slowing things down. Within the next 5 years, and there are a number of intermediate milestones, it's not wait for 5 years before we have something at all. The recommendation, however, is that within the next 5 years, the FAA should evolve and complete the evolution of its drone risk analysis techniques away from subjectivities of current processes to a quantitative probabilistic risk analysis based on acceptable safety risk. Within a year, regulations that identify a framework within which drone operation applicants can frame their own risk analysis within an approved framework and have the FAA approved that analysis, as opposed to the FAA having to have the resources to do the analysis in-house.
And what does the FAA, have they reacted to the report, and what happens to it now?
Well, the initial reaction we had from the FAA when we briefed the report to them during the embargo period before the report was public was very positive. They thanked us for the report. They indicated that they felt the executive management of the FAA wanted to move in this direction and was, in fact, moving, perhaps not with every recommendation, but moving in the general direction of the recommendations of the report. The FAA put out a press release to that effect. And there's a quote that former FAA Administrator Michael Huerta made that the committee used in its report. Okay, here's the quote. "No doubt, industry is moving at the speed of imagination. At the FAA, we can't afford to move at the old speed of government. We have to be willing to innovate the way we do our work, and we are." And that's a quote from former Administrator Huerta in 2016. The recommendations the Academy's committee has made for the evolution of risk analysis within the FAA for drone operations are very much to accelerate a move in the FAA that is already started, but it needs to move more rapidly in the view of the committee, away from one-size-fits-all type analysis and permit us to benefit from the rich varieties of drone operations that you have mentioned.
George Ligler is chairman of the Committee for the National Academies that studied the FAA drone regulation issue. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Find a link to the committee report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.